everyone. I am Deborah O, and I am the grateful, humble chair of the CA Howe Global Convention. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. This is, if you want to take Betty, pass it out. There's more copies of registration. Okay, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to lead you through a meditation to start, which is a guided, where I'm going to talk a little bit, and you're welcome to close your eyes, get comfortable, put your things down, and if you don't want to close your eyes, some people just like to look down, they look up, do whatever, you know, maybe find a point on the wall, whatever you feel comfortable with. Go ahead and just take a deep breath without forcing anything, but and let it out. A sigh of relief. You start to become aware of your breath, that life force. Inhale and exhale. And I want to congratulate you. Congratulations, you made it. You made it here to El Segundo, California. Some of you flew here. You drove. Maybe you biked. You did what it took. You saved the money. Or you asked for help. The kids taken care of. The pets taken care of. The spouse. And you made it. And you put, if something said, I'm putting my recovery, my CA Howe recovery first. So just bask in that for a little bit. Congratulate yourself. And some people, when they meditate, they like to, on the inhale, say, let God. On the exhale, let go. And 12 steps, it's the God of our understanding. So maybe for you, it's higher power. It could be the group, the higher consciousness of the program. For me, when I connect to my breath, I know there's something bigger right there. That's bigger than me. And then I surrender to it. So I'm just going to set the timer for 3 minutes and just start to feel everything just melt away, the traffic, and everything you did to get here. Let go. Let God. And if you're just joining us, we're just doing a 3-minute meditation. On the inhale, let God. On the exhale, let go. we have about another minute. Feel the breath deepening and that connection with your higher good, the higher wisdom, higher knowing. And it knows everything that is good for you, that is right for you now in this moment. About 20 more seconds. Let God, let go. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes, look around the room, see the colors on the wall, see some people you know or don't know, and again, you made it. Congratulations. You're here at the CAHO Global Convention 2013. And so when you're ready, what I'd like you to do is there are notepads in your folder. If you don't have a folder, we can pass around some paper. Just want you to take out a piece of paper, and there should be a pen in there as well. And if anyone needs paper or a pen, just raise your hand and we'll bring some over to you. And so when you're ready, I want you to just take a minute and in a few sentences, I want you to write down what is your worst fear about this weekend. You know, or maybe it's just the worst fear you have that could happen this weekend here at the convention. And if you're just joining us, we're just taking out a piece of paper and a pen and write down what your worst fear is that could happen here at the convention this weekend. And if maybe you don't have a fear about this weekend, maybe it's a fear about your program. Just a fear you're feeling right now, I want you to write it down. If anyone is new to CAHO, writing is the core of our program, just that. And we list our fears. It gets out of our head and onto the paper so we can bring light to it. So any fear you're having about this weekend or about your program in CAHO, go ahead and write it down in a few sentences. Okay, take a couple, another minute or so. Okay, and then, well, I'll break the ice. I'll share my fear that I listed, and then I'm going to ask a couple people to take the mic and maybe, if you're willing to, share with the group what your fear is, what you wrote down. So I wrote, as the chair of the convention, my fear is that we won't meet our minimums that we need to pay, you know, the hotel, because it costs, and that we won't, so then we won't sell enough tickets, and that we'd lose money on the event. That's a realistic fear I have. So that's something, and I wrote another one, I just kept going, but that it would go by so fast and that I wouldn't enjoy it and have some fun, you know, and laugh. That's also a consideration or a fear. So could I get a couple of volunteers, anyone who'd be willing to take the mic and just share your fear with the crowd, bring it to light? Because most likely, usually our fear is someone else is feeling them too, as we know from sharing in meetings, right? Any volunteer that would want to share? Okay. You'll just come up and use the mic.
Okay. Well, I'm Pam from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I got into this program a little over a year ago, and I have a recommitted abstinence now of about 3 months. But I've done fine on the food, but I guess my fear is that I'm never really going to take these questions and doing all of the programs seriously enough, and then I'm just going to miss out on inner growth. There you are.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. For those who just came in, I realized I forgot to say the Serenity Prayer. Will you all join me, please, in the Serenity Prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. Anyone else want to share a fear? Bring it to light to the group? Okay. Well, now what I'm going to have you do is... yes? Okay. Please. Then that's okay.
Yeah, my name is Modesto. I'm joined for 7 months. Sorry. And my fear is the same, the one that she's so fast. And I want to enjoy. I want to enjoy. And I come in tomorrow for sometime a couple hours too, but I'm glad to enjoy all the 3 days, you guys. And my friend to my wife. This is very important. When we work together, no problem, my family, my kids. Thank you.
Thank you, all right. Okay. Anyone else want to share one more fear? Okay, great.
One of my fears of this week was that I couldn't be positive with sunlight. My name is Sonia. Compulsive eater. My fear of this week was that it was almost impossible for me to come over because one of my uncle is very ill. And I said maybe my emotion will not let me walk through the doors because it's very sad when you lose somebody and you cannot go and give him a hug and say goodbye. And for me, it's just like that fear to let go of somebody and I'm not going to see him again, I know. But now through Serenity Prayer, it's like I have to let go of him. And this is good for me to be here because I start receiving just coming in here. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking the courage to share with us your fears. Now what I want you to do is take your piece of paper, and I want you to tear it up. And if I could get someone to start passing the trash around, maybe, okay, thank you. And go ahead, tear it up, throw it in the trash. This trash basket is going to be our God box, higher power box, God of your understanding box. We're going to let go. Go ahead, tear it up. The way we tear up an inventory. If you haven't done that before, I highly recommend it. It's very therapeutic. Once you've read it to someone, just tear it up. Okay. Yeah, it's fun, right? It's fun to let go? Burning, yes. Burning. So some of us aren't allowed to play with fire, so I have to tear it. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so now I want you to take out a new piece of paper once you're ready. And now I want you, if you need help, you can turn to your, you know, someone next to you. But I want you to write, think of what that fear was that you just tore off of what you wrote. And I want you to write, what is the opposite of that fear? And get to, so just in one or two sentences, you know, what is your intention? What do you want the opposite to be this weekend? I want you to set an intention. Think of what the opposite is and what that looks like and feels like. Okay. So, I'm going to share with you what my opposite was. So what originally I had said was I feared that we wouldn't make money for CA Howe, that we would lose money, and also that it would go by so fast and that I wouldn't take it in and actually have some fun. And so what I wrote, my intention is to continue to do my best to serve this convention and CA Howe. I trust there is a higher power in charge. I only know that because my sponsor keeps reminding me of it, is that there's a higher power of this convention and of this program of my life. So I'm going to just give it, and I'll do my best in the moment, and I will ask for help when I need it. So what I would like is I'm going to ask everybody to share what their intention is. And so if we could have, maybe could we start with this side of the room? To just stand up and just line up in a circle, just to come up here and read into the mic what your intention is to share with the group so that we can all hear these intentions and set them for ourselves as well. If you don't feel comfortable in doing that, you're welcome to stay in your seat and we'll go from there. Okay. So could we start, let's see, I think we have, yes, okay.
Hi, I'm Dave, compulsive eater. My hope is that I'm going to enjoy and appreciate my 19 days of that's why I didn't read my fear, because I didn't want to do that. I'm going to enjoy and appreciate my 19 days of clean, weighed and measured abstinence and be grateful I was willing to come and renew friendships and make new ones and strengthen my abstinence and hopefully my conscious contact with God.
Oh, stand up, I guess.
If you'd like to.
Oh, sure.
No problem.
You're welcome. Hi, guys. I'm Terry. I am a compulsive eater. And my goal or desire is I want to be open to all the possibilities that will present themselves this weekend. So I don't want a closed mind.
Hi, y'all. I'm Marilyn Compulsive Eater from California. And I've been coming to these meetings for decades. And my intention here, well, I've been able to bounce up and down stairs, even though I know we have an elevator nearby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rose, compulsive eater from California. Hi. To connect with people and to be of service.
Hi, Barbara, compulsive eater. And I didn't have fear about the convention, but I had fear of not having long-term abstinence, about being in the program, after being in the program for so long. So I wrote my antidote for that is stay in the present, do the action today to stay abstinent, connect with my higher power instead of wallowing in the fear.
Thank you, Barbara.
I'm Johnny, compulsive eater.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, guys.
I wrote, I'm going to enjoy each moment and listen to my body this weekend. I will have faith that every moment will be as it should be.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kim from Louisiana, and I'm very grateful to be here. And I just wrote that I want to work my program and be happy, joyous, and free.
Hi, I'm Charlene, and I'm a compulsive overeater. So my hope is that I can stay abstinent, meal by meal, every day, and not to be ashamed of failing, and just doing the best I can to stay on the program.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm recovering from compulsive eating. Let's see. I hope that I go home each night and get a solid night's sleep and wake up refreshed and ready to go, because I'm very sleep deprived right now, but I'm here anyway. That I can be my authentic self and unattached to anybody's reactions. And that I feel connected, joyful, and full of gratitude and fully in the fold of HAL. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Maurice, recovering compulsive eater. My intention is to learn to continue to surrender my life and all aspects of my life over to the care of God.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sheila. I'm a compulsive eater from Michigan. My intention this weekend is to celebrate one of the largest miracles I've ever experienced in my life, from freedom from compulsive eating, and number two, just to be around the like-minded people who have helped walk this path with me. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ginger, compulsive eater from Phoenix. Grateful to be here today. And my hope is to meet people, build relationships, and strengthen my program. Thanks for being here.
Hi, you all. I'm Marie from the Dalles, Oregon, in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge. I know it's a mouthful, right? That's who I am. I'm not more. I'm going to glean as much new information as I can from this conference and just focus on the moment and touching base with as many of you as I can, especially the Bridgers.
Hi, everyone. I'm Leona, compulsive eater from sunny Tucson, Arizona. And my intention this weekend is to stay focused, calm, and centered, and be open and receptive to all the good that the universe has for me at this convention.
Changing compulsive eater. And my intention this weekend is to feel the love of my God, my higher power, and each of you that I hug and I see this weekend.
Hi, I'm Karen N., compulsive eater food addict. And just to continue to be abstinent no matter what happens, one day at a time.
Maggie, compulsive eater. My intention is to trust God and to be happy, joyous, and free.
I am Norma Guadalupe, compulsive eater. Hi. And my intention is to enjoy every moment and be happy. Thank you.
Yeah, lo voy a, bueno, mi nombre es Modesto, lo voy a disfrutar lo máximo porque aquí está ser superior. Y vengo a servir y eso me gusta servir. Gracias y gracias por estar aquí y conocer tanta gente que hay. Linda, gracias.
Hi, I'm Carolyn, the compulsive eater. And my intention is to renew a lot of friendships, especially ones I've met over the phone bridge, put faces to the voices, and also meeting my sponsor for the first time. And we're going to do the third step ceremony, too. So.
Okay, well, let's have a round of applause for everybody. Thank you. All right. And I encourage you, if you didn't, make it up here to read on the group level, share it with someone. Maybe someone, we could be on one-on-one. Maybe your sponsor's here, a sponsee, or a friend. And, hold that close. So thank you so much for just participating. So a couple things. So the title of this workshop is How, C-A, How, to get the most out of the convention. And so I just borrowed two of your handouts, Dave. But one I want to point out to everyone is in your packet. It's called Getting the Most Out of the Convention, and that's in your packet. Also what's in your packet is the convention schedule, workshop schedule, meeting schedule. But I really recommend to read through this. We, you know, won't go through all of it today, but I will share some experience, strength, and hope, and maybe ask a couple other people to think about sharing today how you get through the convention and what you do to make the most of it. But there are some great tips and information on here that for you to see. There's opportunity to volunteer and be of service. And what I like to do in these situations is just smile and put my hand out and just go for it and get to know someone's name. What's nice is we all have name badges. And, you know, I feel the most connected to those that have come here to get abstinent or newly abstinent, all of you that have come so far away. So I just keep those moments close, and that's how I do it. In terms of food, you know, it says on here, you know, we're all responsible for our own abstinence, but I can tell you the meals committee, we work very hard with the chef here at the hotel to make sure to check every ingredient that it's abstinent on our food plan. You'll be able to weigh and measure. And when in doubt, turn to your sponsor, turn to a friend, ask for help. And, you know, what's nice is we're all here together. And I can share when I, way back when I was really struggling, that was, I guess it was in 2000, I was really struggling to get abstinent. I remember going to one of the Southern California fashion shows with my sponsor. And eating, you know, from the whole room of people eating together, compulsive eaters, an abstinent meal. To me, that was a spiritual experience because I wasn't in hiding, and we were eating wonderful, delicious, abstinent food. And that's how this weekend will be. And then, as we say, we get out of the food and into the recovery. So all the recovery. It's a big thank you to the workshops committee. That have put together the workshops based on, you know, what we all asked. The intention was, what does CA How offer? You know, what is CA How? What is the program of CA How? And it's the steps and it's the tools. And so that's what you're going to see the workshops reflect. There's an amazing one about back to basics with the food plan, also about maintenance. And also know that all the workshops will be recorded and eventually they'll go on the website, and you can access them all year long. So if there's something that, you know, you can't get to, just know you'll be able to hear the recording as well. And so what I heard today, the purpose of this workshop is really to hear what you're saying and how can we help. But that would be my suggestion, is just get names and phone numbers and you know, to take that time, ask questions, ask for help. That's what all the committees are here for. And volunteer, be of service, even for an hour at a table, you know, goes a long way. And I can say for service, I learn a lot about myself doing service. And so back when I was a newcomer, I remember I had a coffee commitment. Some of you have heard the story, but, I mean, I was very bitter making that coffee, and I was so just... you know, got to see like my perfectionism, and I had to get the coffee right, and if it wasn't ready, and people came in, and all these character defects were revealed to me. And now you put me in charge of the convention, and well, I've calmed down a bit. And it has been an opportunity to show up in grace and dignity, and I can take that practice out into the real world, you know, and be a worker amongst workers, and that's step 12 to me. To carry it in all my affairs. So it really is a privilege. And I only got this position really because my sponsor last year asked me to co-chair with her. Was I going to say no to my sponsor? No. And it actually was one of the greatest things for our friendship, our relationship. I got closer to my sponsor by being of service, by saying yes when she invited me. And I feel closer to her than ever. And it is a direct result of that experience. So those are just some experience, strength, and hope of my experience with the convention, with service, with getting out of my comfort level, you know, being with all these people where, you know, like I said, congratulations, you made it here. Let's see. First, before we go on, does anybody have any questions that I could answer that maybe some of those fears you were having of the weekend? And if not, you can ask, feel free to ask me after. are we supposed to bring a ticket for the dinners? So your name badge serves as your entrance, and the symbol, whatever star is on or multiple stars on your badge, are what will get you into the meals. And so if you have a gold one, that's all access because you paid for the full. So if you think that you're missing anything, just see the registration. And, yes, we'll get you the help there. Okay, so your name badge and those symbols are what gain you entrance to everything. Okay, good. Any other questions on that? You see the registration. But just to recap, a gold or greenish gold is your full package. Thank you. Yes, Stephen. And thank you to Stephen and the registration committee. Yes. It's a big job there. So just before we... If everyone could just hold their questions and their conversation for after, so we can finish up. But, so if you have gold, if you have only green, that means you have entrance. That's you registered. You have access to all of the workshops. Could I ask for one or two volunteers that have attended convention before? Think about, I'm going to ask you to share your experience, strength, and hope for a minute on what you get out of the convention and maybe what keeps you coming back. Is there anybody that... Okay, will you come up and talk into the mic? Thank you.
Hi, Karen N., compulsive eater food addict, Lancaster, California. And so thrilled that so many people are from different states and maybe even international, so thank you so much for coming. I was actually the chair of the 2010 convention, and it was the most amazing convention for me because I was just doing so much service, and what I really got out of it was that my higher power was with me the entire time. And, you know, because when you're doing it, little things, kind of, you know, like, oh, we can't find an overhead projector, blah, 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 this crisis, and, you know, so I was, like, running from hither to yon, but everything went so smoothly. It was, like, totally a God shot, and it just made me realize how my higher power is really in charge, and, you know, it was just really amazing. And, I mean, people came up to me and said, oh, this was so seamless. And I'm like, really? Really? So and that's just wonderful to come back and see how it's just really doing so well. And I just get everything out of it that I can. I come every year now. So thank you for letting me share.
Hi, I'm Brenda, grateful compulsive overeater. Well, I'm very excited to be here again. This is not my second, actually it could be my third or fourth convention, but not one right after the other. I did come last year, and I was just coming back to abstinence, and I cannot get over the love that I felt, that energy that I felt when I first came in, and it lasted me the whole year. I didn't want to come back this year because I felt that, you know, I already know what they're going to say. I already know those things. But I talked to one of my friends, and she was actually going to make it. And she says, let's sign up. Let's do it. All right, let's do it. Anyway, bottom line is that she had other things to do. And then I don't know how the good Lord brought me here today, because somebody said they needed a roommate, and there I was. This is almost at the end of the time. So I can only say that the higher power is doing for me what I cannot do for myself, and I really enjoy that. So, pues, buenas noches a todos. Soy Brenda, comedora compulsiva. Aquí para mis compañeros, buenas. Lo que quiero decirles es que estoy muy feliz de estar aquí.
Tengo varios años en conferencias, pero dos, esta es mi segunda de años consecutivos. Y lo que yo sentí el año pasado fue esa vibración, esa espiritualidad, ese amor que se siente cuando todos nos juntamos en estas reuniones. Me llenó de energía casi por todo el año. Yo esta vez ya casi no quería venir, pero una compañera me dijo, Brenda, vamos a la conferencia. Y pues empecé yo, ¿verdad?, a hacer los trámites, pero ¿saben qué? Ella no pudo venir y aquí estoy yo. ¿Qué fue lo que pasó, compañeros? De que a última hora una persona estaba buscando un salón o alguien quien estuviera con ellas en el hotel y aquí estoy yo. ¿Qué es lo que les puedo decir, compañeros, que Dios está haciendo por mí? Lo que yo no pude hacer por mí misma. Así que sí, gracias por estar aquí y esta es una maravillosa oportunidad. Thank
you. Gracias. Muchas gracias. Can I have one more person come up? All right, Rose.
Hi, Rose Kloppenheater. I just wanted to share, last year was my very first convention, and I think I had been in program maybe 6 months. And for me, it was a support, it was an encouragement, it was an inspiration that I didn't know I was going to get. I came not just hungry for food, but hungry for information, and I got so much more than what I thought I had been seeking. And to see people who've been in program for years and years, something that I couldn't even fathom, because I was taking it a day at a time. And to the people like you and others who shared their heart, their experience, for me, was just the perfect example of what I wanted to aspire to do. And it gave me hope. So thank you, and thank you everyone for being here, because if you weren't here, there'd be no convention. So thank you.
One more, please.
I just have to share that I'm really grateful to be here. Claudette. Hi. I live in Long Beach, so I came a long way. Mentally. But I just want to say I'm glad to be here. Last year when I came, I had just buried my husband and my daughter. 30 days, May 5th for my husband and June 5th for my daughter, my oldest daughter. And I came anyway. I didn't have anywhere else to go. So I came here. I found it to be a very safe place for me to grieve. I found it to be a place that I could just talk about what was going on with me, and there was always someone that cared enough to listen. So I decided this is going to be my getaway every year. I'm going to come and be with my people. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. My sponsor always says that, these are my people. My people are in CA Howe, and you are. You're my people, and thank you so very much for participating. And how's registration going out there, Stephen? All right. Do you have an announcement?
Yeah. So it didn't make it into the schedule, but tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, there's a yoga session. And so I don't have all the details exactly where it is, but you have the details if you know them all.
Yes. Okay, yes. Thank you. But thank you for reminding us. Yes, thank you. Stephen. Big round of applause for Stephen and registration. A lot of organizing out there. Yes, so tomorrow morning on the schedule, you'll see there's early morning meeting, 6:30 a.m. And Valencia is English speaking, and then so there's 5 rooms here, just so I can give you a layout of the land, and then we'll close up shortly. So the first room closest to registration, which we're in right now, okay, is Valencia. There will be ongoing meetings all weekend in this room. That's open to anybody. They don't need to be registered or anything. It's just marathon meetings.
going on in here. So the morning meeting will be here. And the next room over is Sevilla. That will be the Spanish speaking. In the middle, in the morning, is the yoga in Madrid. So that's just, you know, yes. So that's 6 a.m. Thank you. 6 a.m. if you'd like to do yoga. Because then breakfast, I believe, is here in the courtyard for those staying in the hotel at 7 a.m. And that's part of your room rental. Also, another reminder, so all the way down at the end of the hall is the hospitality suite. That's also known as the Ambassador Ballroom. You have maps in your folders, but that's the hospitality suite. And a lot of fun going on in there because we serve beverages. There's complimentary coffee and tea at certain times of the day, and you'll see the schedule. And that's thanks to C.A. Howe and all of you. And there's also different vendors in there. So you can get your T-shirts and all of your Knowing a New Freedom logo and convention-themed items. There's T-shirts, awesome tote bags, and these great journals that are in there, too, and water bottles. So all our needs, you know, our shopping bag, our water bottle, our journal for writing, throw on a T-shirt, you're ready to go. But the boutique is in there, and there's all kinds of, if you've brought donations, you can bring them there, too. And then our literature, CML literature, there's also a table in there for archives to see previous conventions since the convention started, I think, in 98 is when we started having conventions. So there's a lot going on. We have fellowship. Also, Foam Bridge. If you want to meet up with people in Foam Bridge, be in there today at 4:45 or tomorrow at 4:45. And everyone on Foam Bridge is wearing white bandanas. Okay? Yeah. So all that information is in there. If you have questions, please see registration. See anyone who's wearing a committee badge. Ask for help. And thank you so much for participating. Are there any other questions before we wrap up? Yes. Absolutely. Everyone can come. It's not just closed for Foam Bridge. Everyone's in there anyway. They're shopping, they're mingling, they're having fellowship. Everyone's invited. So meet people that are on Foam Bridge, because Foam Bridge came here for some face-to-face contact, right? Yes. I believe it's an hour, yep, 6 to 7 a.m., and that's today and tomorrow. But that's just a member who is just conducting some yoga that you can do, and there's waivers for that as well. Any other questions? Okay. Give yourselves a round of applause first for showing up here and being here. Thank you for letting me be of service. Could we all, let's see, do you think we all could make a circle around the chairs, join hands, to take us out with a serenity prayer? Okay. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Keep coming back. It works when you work it. It's working. Thank you all, everybody. Have a great convention, and thank you.